This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This caught our attention last night, which was more backstory on why maybe the Chiefs ultimately did not bring in Donovan Smith last season. Forbes had this originally, and it's that, hey, Donovan Smith, turned out he was still recovering from a hip injury, even though on social media he acted like he was ready to go, but maybe teams clearly were concerned that he believes he had a hip injury. That's why teams didn't give him a shot. And he's healthy and he wants to play again in 2025. We all know DJ Humphreys was coming back from an injury. The Chiefs took a flyer on him. Then he got hurt in the Chargers game and he never was given another opportunity. The more I hear about these two guys, not that they're going to be starters for multiple years necessarily, maybe DJ Humphreys could. Why not just, if they both were willing to set aside their ego a little bit and say, hey, I want to play with the Chiefs. I want to have a chance to start. I'm willing to go to camp and I want to battle this out and I will win this job kind of thing. Sign Donovan Smith and DJ Humphreys and just roll with it, man. That might be too simple of a solution. Like, hey,
because you got to convince those guys to get in the gladiator ring against each other.
And look, if Donovan Smith was promised a better opportunity to start somewhere else, he's going to take that over competing with DJ Humphreys. I don't know if that exists, but if he were, that's the only way this works, is if Donovan Smith and DJ Humphreys know no matter where they go, they have to compete, that they're not handled a job. If there's nobody else doing that, then come to Kansas City and compete at St. Joe. We're sitting there, Cody, and it's DJ Humphreys and Donovan Smith battling for the starting left tackle job.
And then if one gets hurt, great. At least you got a fallback plan, or in season you got a fallback plan if one gets hurt. I think this plan, you have to convince him this way. I'll tell you, like, because I don't hate the plan, as you know. God, does this include also taking a third-round pick, which is going to, like, infinite number of tackles to try to sort this out? I mean, I don't hate that, because then eventually if you get the third-round pick right, you can walk on both. But you're going to have to tell. Donovan Smith's not getting a starting offer anywhere else. Okay, he's not. So Donovan Smith, wherever he goes, is either going to be the guaranteed backup between a guy who hasn't been hurt, or he's going to be in a competition with like a rookie who is more likely to get the job than him, in my opinion. Going up, but you got to promise DJ Humphreys he gets first crack. Like, the job is yours now.
Yours to lose kind of thing.
Yours to lose. You're in the competition, but you're the favorite in the competition, okay? We're not trying to just get, and you know, you almost borderline guarantee, you're only really losing this job if you get hurt. You stay healthy, you play DJ, you're good. You're the starting left tackle for this team. It's a competition, but like really only for like who can get to the end of training camp and not be like in a wheelchair, right? Because both of those guys have had injury problems, and both those guys are getting older. Donovan Smith, obviously older than DJ Humphreys. But it's like, I think Donovan Smith's a year or two older than DJ Humphreys.
You're saying you bring them in
Donovan Smith will turn 32 in June.
Well, it's only a year.
And DJ Humphreys, I think it's 30 or something. DJ Humphreys, he'll turn
31, I think.
He's 31 now. I don't know when his. He won't turn 30. He won't turn 32 till December.
But I would just say, like, put him in a competition, right? DJ Humphreys, it's yours to lose. Donovan, you want a chance to start. You're not going to have a lower entry barrier of entry than this one.
Whoever loses,
we barely like this guy.
Whoever loses, though, do you just cut them or
no.
Do you keep?
So you keep both.
So you keep both of them,
And that's the challenge: is can you convince the other guy to like? Can you convince him knowing that hey, there's a chance that you don't win this job, and you're going to be a backup? And that's the only reason why I wonder if it's not realistic. Because otherwise, if I'm the Chiefs, that I believe is their best path heading into 2025. We've all acknowledged that unless they trade up, and we'll talk to Matt Miller about this here in 10 minutes or so. we all acknowledge, unless they trade up, we don't think there's a starting, a day one left tackle in the draft for the Chiefs at 31. No. So, okay, if that's not the case, then you look to free agency. We went through the names. Ronnie Stanley, Baltimore looks like they might be retaining him. The Alaric Jackson kid re-signed with the Rams. So then you're down to, like, Cam Robinson. What's his name?
You're down to Cam Robinson.
Dallas Cowboys, the guy. Is it Martin or whatever his name is down there? He's not Martin.
Tyron Smith.
Tyron Smith, thank you.
He's even older than the two guys we're talking about.
There's not great options.
Would you do Tyron Smith the same way you did Donovan Smith? If Tyron wants to come here and duel it out with DJ Humphreys,
absolutely.
Let's roll.
Where does that put Wanya?
He's my right tackle, or my backup
right
tackle.
Right tackle.
Okay. I didn't know if there's not, because is he in his third year? I don't think he'd be a cut candidate at this point.
No, they should. No, why would they? Yeah, there's no reason to do that. I think if you were asking me to truly just play out the offseason, and I don't think they would do this, I would sign DJ Humphreys, and I would just find out one way or the other, I'm having one of these guys start. DJ Humphreys, Donovan Smith, and then I would also work out Juwan Taylor at left tackle in the offseason as well. And I want my damn answer. Can Juwan Taylor play left tackle? Can DJ Humphreys play left tackle? And can Donovan Smith play left tackle? And then if Juwan Taylor wins the job, great. That means he's better than them. And Wanya can be my right tackle or one of these.
Wanya could be right tackle, sure, but this is where you draft a tackle at 31. If you think Juwan is your left tackle, you draft tackle.
No, but,
and he has the talent. I think that's where it makes... To me, drafting a tackle makes more sense
at 31.
In the first round if he's going to be your right tackle.
My issue, Drew, is
if
not...
If you want to move... That's only if Juwan moves.
Normally speaking, I have no issue with your plan. I have told you I want them to trade up, whatever, right? I am generally for that plan. The issue is that this year's draft doesn't appear to possess a right tackle in the first round. To your case, if they started Juwan Taylor and you're saying, hey, that means you got problems to tackle, even though they put him in a competition, I might draft right tackle at 31.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're saying that, then I'm not totally against that.
But I don't think they're
on my board, but I'm not fixated with it. I'm not forced into that decision.
They're going to know about Juwan until after the draft anyways, though, so that's, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, that's the issue that you would need. I'm just saying I would work Juwan Taylor out at left tackle in the offseason as well, just to find out.
For sure.
And look, they made their decision already, most likely, because they've never given him a single rep there, so this is more of a pipe dream for me. I understand that, but I would say we are not, I don't care, we are not having our left tackle be as horrific as it was last year, and that means Donovan Smith, DJ Humphreys, Juwan Taylor, you're all getting reps.
We have
left
no long-term answer, so we're throwing numbers at
that's it.
Kingsley can have him too. I don't care.
Sure.
Whoever they think, and they obviously do not think he's a left tackle based on the comments, but you're all in the game. Congratulations. It's Hunger Games. Whoever wins the job, wins the job. Because I think part of it, Drew, is that what they ran into is they didn't have the numbers in season, and that became a problem quickly. Kingsley won the job, and then they tried to go back. They just didn't have the numbers at left tackle to make it work. Because then it's well, let's go here, and then an injury, and then it's well, let's bring in Humphrey. Oh, God, none of this. Oh, this just isn't working, to the point that eventually you were stuck with a guard playing it. And if you get that far down the rabbit hole, you're just kind of screwed anyway.